discussing the Tosfos regarding Hidra Mitzvah recently, we pointed out the various days in Rishonim understanding the Gemara and Shabbos Nafchavalef regarding Ner Chanukah. Where the Gemara tells us that the Ikar Mitzvah is Ner Yishuv Esau, and then Mahadrin is Ner Lecholechon B'yechad, and Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. The Gemara writes, as you know, Machlokes Beisilo Beishamai, whether one is lighting, counting up, or whether one counts down according to the Shita of Beishamai. The Gemara has two possibilities. According to the Machlokes Beisilo Beishamai, either it is based on Yamim Hayotzim or Yamim HaNichnosim, or the Gemara suggests that the Shita of Beisilo is because of Malim Bakodesh, which ascends, and the Shita Beishamai is based on Pari HaChag, which is in descending order. Fundamental machlokas are shown in first between the Rambam and the Tosfos is the following. To what extent do we assume that Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, is built upon Mahadrin? And that is, you know, is the Shita of the Rambam, where the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet of Chanukah, it's necessary to accommodate both the Mahadrin of Ner Lecholechad B'Echad, as well as the Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, the Shita of Beis Hillel. And therefore, the Rambam's example that on the last night of Chanukah, right, if you have 10 members of your family, you'll have 80 neros. And Tosfos is very troubled that how, in fact, can that be? Isn't the whole purpose of Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin, that there should be some heker to be able to recognize the particular night of Chanukah? And therefore, if you're going to have 80 candles, a person certainly will not know what night of Chanukah it is. A good guess that it's part of the later half of Chanukah, but nonetheless, you don't exactly know what night of Chanukah, in fact, it is. You see 20 neros in the window. In such a case, a person doesn't know the Yamim Hayotzim or Yamim HaNichnasim. And the Rambam is not bothered by this issue. Why exactly is that true? One possibility, and this is what the Gaon writes in Shulchan Aruch and Tafrei Shayin Aleph, that maybe this depends on the two reasons of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. If it's based on Yamim Hayotzim and Yamim HaNichnasim, you understand very well that there should be some sense of Heker. But if it's based, for example, Beis Hillel Shita on Malim B'Kodesh, in such a case, there's no Heker. It's not corresponding to the particular day. Just simply that a person should have Ribui Neros, that you should light more tonight than you lit last night. And therefore, the fact that it is Nikar is not necessarily a concern. So on one level, perhaps Pashu Pshat, one could argue, it depends on the reason of the Shita of Beis Hillel. We pointed out another possibility, that the Gemara calls this Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin. Perhaps Tosfos is assuming that this is part of Hidr Mitzvah. And Hidr Mitzvah is something which is Nikar La'ayin. That is something that is apparent. That Gemara Yuma and Ayin Amar Aleph writes, Kedei Laharos Chazuso L'Rabim, that everyone before Yom Kippur would bring their Sefer Torah to the Mikdash, and after the Kohen Gadol read from the Sefer Torah, everyone would have their Sifrei Torah. For the purpose, the Gemara says, Laharos Chazusa L'Rabim. And Rashi writes, that is considered to be Hidr Mitzvah. Perhaps one could argue as follows, that Hidr Mitzvah is something which is Nikar, something which is apparent. We saw the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a marked difference in Sirtut between Mezuzah as opposed to Tefillin, and even Sefer Torah in Tefillin, Mezuzah good Halacha Moshe Misinai. But also said that if it's necessary to have Sirtut for Ksav Mesukan, that is essential even when it comes to Sefer Torah, but not when it comes to Tefillin, because the parshios are mechufin, they're covered, they're enclosed, you're not seeing it, there's no mitzvah of kriya, and in such a case, perhaps that element of hida mitzvah does not apply. So perhaps that is the basis of Tosfos, that even the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin min Mahadrin has to be that which is nikar, and therefore, how can you argue, as the Rambam does, that you have to accommodate both reasons? According to the Rambam, so as mentioned, one could argue that number one, the reason is because of Malin Bakodesh, or number two, that Hidr Mitzvah does not necessarily require that there has to be such an explicit Heker. We described many different examples of where Hidr Mitzvah is in Maisa HaMitzvah, but it's not something which is Nikar La'ayin. And perhaps one could argue even furthermore, even if this is true of Hidr Mitzvah generally, after all, we did see in that Rambam that the parshios of Tefillin are mechufin and therefore doesn't require sirtut. But nonetheless, as we'll soon discuss, perhaps Mahadrin and Mahadrin min HaMahadrin is not synonymous with the halacha b'chol HaTorah kula of Hidr Mitzvah. And what is true of Hidr Mitzvah generally is not necessarily the same hagdara as when it comes to Mahadrin and Mahadrin min HaMahadrin. So the Rambam again is not concerned, for various reasons, that it has to be absolutely obvious that it is the fourth, the fifth, the sixth night of Chanukah. But that is the Chiddush of Tosos, and therefore Tosos writes, the optimal kiyum is one menorah per household where it is clearly nikar. A further machlokas is, you know, between the Chiddush of the Rambam and way the Ramah quotes in Tafrei Shayin Aleph is who in fact is doing the Maisa Hadlaka. When the Rambam describes in Perek Dalet all of these tiers of Ner Chanukah, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, the Rambam prefaces Kama Neros Humadnik. According to the Rambam Shita, the Hadlaka is always done by the Baal Habayis. Simply a question of how many candles does he, the Baal Habayis, light. And the Ramah quotes this very differently. The Ramah, on the one hand, accepts the Shita of the Rambam that you have to accommodate both Mahadrin as well as Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. So you have to have Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad as well as Yom HaYotzim, Yom HaNichnasim. But what is Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad? Not as the Rambam, that Kama Neros Humadlik, but Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad means everyone lights independently. That even though Mikar Hadin, it's sufficient for one individual, for the Baal HaBayis to light, but nonetheless, Mahadrin means Kol Echad V'Echad, that every Bushan should perform the Maisa Hadlaka. And in explaining this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramah, the Brisker Rav suggests that this is l'shitase. That the Gemara in Shabbos and the Kuf Lamed Gimel, when it comes to Bris Mila, tells us that in order to have a Mila Ksher, it's necessary to remove a minimal amount of the Arla. You have to remove at least Rov HaArla. And what about the balance of the Arla? So that is considered to be part of Zekeli Vanvehu, Hisna Lefanov, B'mitzvahs. Again, there we had suggested as well. Perhaps that's not Cheftish mitzvah, but Halacha Rubo Kekula. Even though one could assume, even when it comes to Arla, the Rubo Kekula, but nonetheless, part of Hidur Mitzvah is to have Kulo, not simply to rely on the concept of Ro. So the Brice of the Gemara quotes in Shabbos Kufla Megimel tells us the following, that Hamal, the Moel, was performing the Bismila, so calls Mansho Osek Bemila, as long as he's involved in the Maisa Hamila, so therefore he will remove all of the Orla. But if Pirash, if he should stop, then he only is Chozer for the Tzitzin Hama'akvenes Hamila. Once he stops, he is not going to go back for Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akven Es Hamila. That's the brisa that the Gemara quotes. So if a person is doing it consistently, continuously, in such a case, remove Arla Arla. Once you stop, you do not continue. So Rashi has, the following comment, that brisa Hamal, look, this is all in the Sefer Shabbos, Kuflamet Gimel, it's talking about Hamal B'Shabbos. This is a Shabbos Mila. And the issue is the following, Bris Mila is Doche Shabbos. The Hidur Mitzvah is not Doche Shabbos. And therefore, that's the Chiddush that the brisa is telling us. If the entire Maisa Mila is done simultaneously, ke'achas, in such a case, then a person can remove all the Arla. If a person should stop, now look, if he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Mila yet, of course you have to continue and cut more. But if the mitzvah's Mila was already fulfilled, and you stopped, and now removing the balance of the Arla means a new act of Chavala, that's a new Malacha, in such a case, there's no heter to go ahead and do so. Hidur Mitzvah is not Doche Shabbos. So therefore, what would you do? You wouldn't do it on Shabbos, but the next day, you would remove the balance of the Orla. That's Pashem Shat, that is Rashi Shita, that's what the Tur assumes in Simen Reis Samach Dalet of Yoradei and Ochos Mila. The Chiddush in the Rambam is the Rambam does not present the Halacha that way. The Rambam presents this Halacha in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, Pilfos Mila, where the Rambam is speaking about a Mila Bachol. Later, the Rambam tells us, yes, that a mismila is Doche Shabbos, but when Rambam presents this Braisa, the Rambam does so in the context of Chol. So that, no doubt, is a very great Chiddush, that even B'chol, one does not continue. That's a question, why, in fact, should that be true? Why should we argue that if it is B'chol, that's it, you don't continue and remove the Tzitzin, She'ein Ma'akvin Es Hamila. The Beskrev explained this machlokis as follows, that if indeed a person, let's say, will fulfill the Ikar HaMitzvah, and there is a concept of Hidur Mitzvah, is it possible, Achar Shapirish, once a person stops, and the mitzvah now comes to an end, to subsequently fulfill the mitzvah of Hidur? Can I go ahead and fulfill the Ikar Mitzvah now, and then later fulfill the Hidur Mitzvah? Do I argue that's not true? That Hidur Mitzvah is the manner in which the mitzvah is performed. Once the mitzvah is performed, in such a case, what do you mean later you're going to perform the Hidur? Mashlam Ahadar Adom, a person has two esrogim, right? One which is Vadai Kasher, Well, let's assume Safek Murkav, but it's beautiful, it certainly is Mehudar, but I don't know whether it's an Esrog that in fact is Kashin. Let's assume, for example, a person can take both. Which one should you take first? So that's what's quoted by Shem Reb Chaim, that if you take the one that's Vaday Kasher, you're Yotze. And let's assume now, several minutes later, you take the one which is Mehudar. You're not Yotze with Esrog that's Mehudar, right? You're still Yotze with Esrog that is Vaday Kasher. If you take the Esrog which is Mehudar but Safek Kasher, then there's a possibility they're Yotze the mitzvah b'Ofen HaMubchar. And then afterwards, as a safety net, then you can take the Esrog which is Vaday Kasher. But once you're Yotze, you're Yotze. You are Notel Yul Dalet Minim and they're Vaday Kasher. Later in the day, you see someone has a beautiful Esrog. He says, can I go ahead and be Notel your Esrog? Is there a keel in doing so? Once, in fact, you're Yotze the mitzvah, can I argue now that subsequently you'll perform the Hidra mitzvah? So that's the Chiddush that the Prescribes suggest according to the Rambam, that the Ikar mitzvah and Hidra mitzvah must be done v'asachas, in tandem. You can't have a case where now and then later. Because Hidra mitzvah is considered to be the manner in which each mitzvah is performed, not just an independent kiyum, an independent mitzvah that I can do one now and I can do the other one later. That the Briskarav writes is what the Rambam understood from that brisa. Even b'chol, once you stop the Maisa Hamila and the Brismila will come to an end, in such a case, then there's no longer any kiyum of Hidra Mitzvah. So if the Bris Milah is done even b'chol, and then an hour later, you'll remove the Tzitzun Shem Akana Samila, the Maisa Milah is still not performed b'ofen HaMudar. And Rashi apparently is assuming that is not true. It's possible to perform the Ikar of Mitzvah Bris Milah now, and to fulfill the Mitzvah Sidur subsequently. You can do that on Shabbos because Hidra Mitzvah is not Doche Shabbos, but b'chol, that would certainly be considered to be an option. Once you see that this is true, Biskarov points out, perhaps this is the Rambam, then L'shitasei. The same thing regarding Ner Chanukah, Ikar Mitzvah, and then Mahadran. Is it possible to distinguish, to split off the Ikar Mitzvah from the Hidra Mitzvah? And to argue as follows. The person who lights the main mitzvah, the single candle, that's the Ikar Mitzvah. And now Ner L'cholecha B'yecha means, and someone else will fulfill the mitzvah of Mahadran, of Hidra Mitzvah. Just as the Rambam stated, when it comes to Bris Milah, that cannot be the case. You can't separate and sort out one from the other. This is also true when it comes to the case of Ner Chanukah. So what is the whole issue of Mahadran Ner L'cholecha B'yecha? Not someone else independently, rather, Kama Neros Humadlik. Hana Neros with the Balabayis, in fact, light. So that's the Chiddush that the Briskarav writes, that this is the Rambam L'shitasei, Hilchos Chanukah, Hilchos Milah, right, against the view of Rashi and the Ramah. The Ramah is assuming that Ner L'cholecha B'yecha, based on Rashi, that no, right, one does not necessarily assume that the Hidra must be performed in tandem with the mitzvah itself. Rav Asher Weiss, the Menchas Asher, and Sechah Shabbos, and Simon Lamed Beis, points out that it's not so simple that one necessarily can explain the machlokas in that fashion. Is it so simple, as we mentioned, that one, for example, can equate Hidra Mitzvah Bris Milah with Mahadrin regarding Ner Chanukah? Hidra Mitzvah in Bris Milah, that is Zeh Keli Vanveil, that's the Lach of Hidra Mitzvah, which is B'chol HaTorah Kula. And what about when it comes to cases of Mahadrin? Is that just simply Hidra Mitzvah? Or perhaps, no, that is an inherent part of the mitzvah Chanukah. But you're right. It's not the Ikar HaMitzvah Le'ikuvah. But even if you argue that there's a Kiyum B'chol HaTorah Kula of Hidra Mitzvah, but this Hidur Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, is something which is an inherent part of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, it is not simply just Zeh Kelev Vanevo B'chol HaTorah Kula. Zeh Kelev Vanevo B'chol HaTorah Kula is an approach. Right, he's not the fun of a mitzvah. Here, this is not just simply a broad approach, do a mitzvah in a beautiful way. Here, it's a halacha ktsuva. No, you have to light ner l'cholecha yechad. You have to light keneged yam hayotzim, yam hanichnasim. No, here, this was part of the takana of Ner Chanukah. For example, when it comes to hider mitzvah, b'chol HaTorah Kula, we don't assume that there is a bracha. Let's assume that brahma on yoradei, in reis samachei. Good. Where a person removed the Arla, but only Rove of the Arla. The Mila was a Mila Ksheira. he still has to remove the balance of the orla for the sake of Hidra Mitzvah. Well, let's assume like Rashi Shita. Don't do that on Shabbos, because Hidra Mitzvah is not Tocha Shabbos, so do it on Sunday. When you do it on Sunday, do you recite a bracha? You already were Mekayim the Ikar HaMitzvah, but you have to go back for Hidra Mitzvah. Is there a bracha on Hidra Mitzvah? So the Raman Hochos Midas Mefurish, and Reish Samachay, that there's no bracha on Hidra Mitzvah. What about when it comes to Ner Chanukah? Is there a bracha on Mahadrin? Is there a bracha on Mahadrin in a Mahadrin? That's not so simple. There are many indications in the Rishonim that perhaps there is indeed, right, a bracha on Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin. This is discussed in the Chus Rabbi Kveger in Simon Yud Gimel. Rabbi Kveger raises, in fact, that issue. Can you recite a bracha on Mahadrin? Let's assume, for example, the following. A person lit the Ner Chanukah, and all of a sudden he realized, oh, he didn't recite a bracha. What about resetting a bracha now? That, l'chor is the machlokas, the Rambam and Orzeruah, but whether you can recite a birchas ha-mitzvah la'achar asiyasa. Where the Rambam writes no, the Rambam writes a birchas ha-mitzvah over the asiyasa's li'ikuvah. And the Orzeruah, n'chus kriyashma writes, no, that's not true. Just like in extreme cases, we discussed many times, that was the takana. Sometimes Chazal were misaki a birchas ha-mitzvah la'achar asiyasa. The most obvious example, the Goram Sachem Dav Zayin, Tefillah Sager. The Ger can't make a bracha before the Gerus. So he has Tefillah, and then he makes a bracha. Right? So you see that it's possible for bracha to be Tofes, Lachar Asiyasas. There's a rule, right, that that's always good B'dievet. But we don't pass like there is a rule. We use some Abirchas HaMitzvah has to be Ovel Asiyas, not Lachar Asiyasas. So if I did the Ner Chanukah, and all of a sudden I realized, well, I didn't recite a bracha, we would say, you know, you can't recite a bracha now. What happens if I lit one of the candles? And I still have to light the second, the third, the fourth candle? Can I make a bracha nam lahadlik ner shel Chanukah? So Rabbi Kveger writes yes. Rabbi Kveger and Simeon Gimel, yes. First Rabbi Kveger writes, according to the Rezeruah, of course you can. And furthermore, Rabbi Kveger writes that even if you assume you can't make a bracha la'achar asiyasa, but maybe this is called meshech asiyasa. Meshech asiyasa. And therefore you can recite a bracha. And then furthermore, Rabbi Kveger writes, maybe there's a bracha on Hidra Mitzvah. You're right, you fulfilled the Ikar Mitzvah, like one candle. But I didn't fulfill the Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, so therefore, I can still recite a bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah on Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. And Truma Sedeshin writes that, in Simen Kuf Aleph, that you can recite a bracha, right, on Mahadrin. If you look in the Magen Avraham is found in two places. It's found in Uchos Lulav, in Tafresh Nun Aleph, in Sivkat Nechav Hei, and Hilchos Chanukah in the beginning of Tafresh Ayin Vav. Here the Magen Avraham refers you to the Beis Yosef. But let's assume, for example, a person lit five candles. And it's day six. So here the Beis Yosef writes he wouldn't recite a bracha when he lights that extra candle later, because the Beis Yosef writes that kvar hiskav in liftur es kol haneiros, because his mindset was, is the bracha should really in principle cover everything. And the Magen Avraham is medayik that it would appear, if not for that reason of coverage, that already he had in mind that the bracha should cover everything, then maybe one would recite a bracha. Let's assume the following case. A person only has a single ner. He doesn't anticipate he's going to have eight candles last night of Hanukkah. And he just lights one ner. The impression you get from the Magen Avraham discusses this, based on the Beis Yosef, is maybe in such a case the possibility of reciting a bracha. If, by chance, later on, someone will all of a sudden show up at his door and say, here, here's an abundance of neros. You can't say at that time when he made the initial bracha, his mindset was coverage. The person, unfortunately, he was the ani who sold his garment, he had one candle. In other words, in principle, one could envision a bracha on Hidr Mitzvah, not b'chol Torah Kula, but Hidr Mitzvah regarding Ner Chanukah. So one cannot necessarily assume that what is true of Ner Chanukah is true of Bris Milah, to argue that this should be Hava Hatalia. You know, when we usually think of Hidur Mitzvah, if I were to say have a beautiful Ner, then I could argue that's Hidur Mitzvah B'chalat HaRakula. That's like Lulavna, Shofarna, Sukkana, right? Heaven, Ner Chanukah, that's beautiful. That's really not what we're saying here. Right? Here we're saying much more than that. That the Ofen HaMitzvah is completely different because of the Takana of Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. You know, the Gemara writes in Bava Kama, Daf Tes, the Hidur Mitzvah is Ad Shlish. Ad Shlish. How does Ad Shlish work in this particular case? You know, take the Rambam's example where you have 10 members of your household. So the Ikar Mitzvah is one candle. And in order to accommodate Mahadrin, you're lighting 80 candles. You're spending 80 times as much for the Hidur as you are for the Ikar Mitzvah. That's called Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish. No, Pashab Shad, you'll argue, yeah, Ad Shlish means to have a nicer Ner. This isn't a nicer Ner. This is the Takana of Ner Chanukah, of Mahadrin and Mahadrin. In other words, that there is a difference between Hidur Mitzvah Chalat Torah Kula as opposed to the case of Ner Chanukah. Even a further Ha'ara, when you look in Mishnah Berurah, in that very Simen regarding Milan Shabbos, here in Orach Chaim in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet writes the following interesting Chiddush. You know, there are two parts of Mila, Mila Priya. In earlier times, they used to have two Moalim. One who would do the Mila, one who would do the Priya. And that's what's found in Rei Samach Vav in Yeridei. They're Mechabit two Moalim. And the Ferasi Machlokis, the Mechabit Ramah, right, we discussed this earlier, Shirim, is that good on Shabbos? On Shabbos, can you have two Moalim? That's where the Mechabit writes, not on Shabbos, because Moal A is doing a Malacha, and what he did is not the key mitzvah bris milah, that's only part. But without priya, kilo mo'al. So mo'al A is being mechal on Shabbos and not fulfilling the ma'isa hamila. So on Shabbos, don't do that. But during the week, fine, you can mechabit to mo'alim. So Mishnah Berurah writes, the interesting chiddush in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph. Let's assume, for example, one mo'al is doing the milah. And the second mo'al comes up and does the priya. And you know what? When you remove the or hamila, not all of the orla was removed. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, you know, that that's not called pirish. That's not the case in the Gemara of Kuflam and Gimel. The case in Kuflam and Gimel is you did the ma'isa hamila, finished, goodbye. Now, let's say an hour later, all of a sudden you look, oh, there's a little bit left. Oh, that the Rambam writes. You can remove it now. It's an hour later. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, if it's not an hour later, it's just that someone else was doing the Priya, that's considered to be the continuous act of Bris Milah. That's considered to be Kozman that one is involved in the mitzvah of Bris Milah. That's not called lapse. In other words, the involvement of someone else is not considered to be a lapse. We would argue that now there's no longer possibility of either. If that's true, one could argue that why is it necessarily considered to be a lapse according to the Rambam if one person fulfills the Ikar HaMitzvah and someone else immediately light more candles for the purpose of either? In Hilchos Mila exactly, which was the case that the Gemara mentions of Hefsig. It's not a Hefsig just because one person does the Mila, one person does the Priya. You could still have the original mode of the Mila remove the Tzitzin. Shein Makven es HaMila. Rabbi Kveger even points out the following svar in Simen Shin Yud Gimel. You go home. What does the Ramah say to do? Everyone lights their own air. When the first person, let's say the Balabayis makes the first bracha, that no doubt, that's the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. Then let's say after your father lights you light, what are you doing? What are you doing exactly? Ikar mitzvah or Hidur mitzvah? That Rabbi Kveger discusses. Maybe one could argue, what am I doing? The Ikar mitzvah of every Bayis should have an Ner Daluk, that was already fulfilled. When you go ahead and light now separately, you're fulfilling Hidur Mitzvah. But of course, you're reciting a bracha. You're reciting a bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah on Hidur Mitzvah. Or could you argue, fancy lamdas, that no, that going in knowing that I am going to be lighting separately. So therefore, the first halakha no longer relates to me, almost like a kavanah shlo says. And therefore, when I make my bracha, I'm making a bracha on the ikar mitzvah, not on a hidr mitzvah. See, it's a chiddush, because if you should assume that the ikar mitzvah means to have a ner dolog babayi, see if there's a chobas hagavra, I have to make kiddush, you have to make kiddush. Well, of course, if I will have a mind, I'm not going to be yotze. I'm going to make kiddush separately, I'm not yotze. But when it comes to the mitzvah of hadlakas aneros, which is to have a ner dolog babayis, that's not so simple. You know, maybe one could argue that's not an issue of kavana lotzeish kon lotzeish. If you have the ner dolog babayis, the bnei bayis are considered, in fact, right, to be yotze. See, that's what we'll have to see. What is the Ikar Mitzvah? When the Gemara tells us, Ner Ishu Besa, Ner Ishu Besa, what exactly does that mean? See, that one could understand in two very different ways. One possibility is the following, that there's an independent mitzvah incumbent upon each individual, like Achilas Matzah, like Kriya Samagillah, right? And I can discharge my obligation through someone else, just like a Shomea Ka'oneh, or just like Shlichus, certain mitzvahs can be performed ayyadei Acherim. Maybe one could argue that that's true when it comes to Ner Chanukah, even Ner Ishu Beiso. That really Ner Ishu Beiso means everyone is obligated individually, but I can be Yotzei ayyadei Acherim, just like when it comes to other mitzvahs. I can be Yotzei ayyadei Acherim. Or maybe one could argue very differently, that really is not true. That Ner Ishu Beiso means, right, it's a Chovas Habayis. What does that mean? Not a Chovas Habayis, the mortar, the pest, the sticks and stones of the house. A Chovas Habayis in the sense that Kol Bnei Bayis, collectively, right, must see to it that there's a Ner Dolok Beiso. Sometimes you have such a concept. Right, that that's the case. We discussed the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, for example. Right? There we pointed out that what is the chiyuv of a particular kohen, the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim? No particular kohen. But the kohenim as a whole have to see to it. Right? Sheha kodshim yeachlo. That the carbon is necha. So let's say a few kohenim go ahead and eat. But their motzi, right, the base of, they're a shliach of the other kohen. You don't have to come on to shlichus. You don't have to come on to, right, a vehicle that one is being motzi another. The mitzvah achilas kodshim is that you see to it that the kohenim are responsible that the carbon is nechal. Perhaps the same thing as shulah say when it comes to, right, yibum, for example. Good. There's a mitzvah of Yibum, a mitzvah of Chalitza. What does that mean? That the paternal brothers must see to it that Yibum or Chalitza takes place. So one brother does Yibum. He's the shliach of the other brothers. He's being motzi the other brothers in the mitzvah. We wouldn't think of that as a classic shlichus. Right? But rather that collective unit has the responsibility of, right, seeing to it that this will take place. And therefore, if indeed that occurs, that takes place, so niftaru yidei chavasan, we're exempt. Not that the other brothers were mekayim the mitzvah, but that is our responsibility. That is considered to be sufficient. The Netziv discusses in Shultos and Nun Dalet, let's assume the mitzvah shtia sakos when it comes to Kiddush. So he points out maybe the Kiddush is that the coast must be consumed, but not necessarily as a chos hagav that each one was engaged in shtia, and that's how the Netziv explains the Kiddush of the Ritva, that no one has to drink a shir, but if maybe nehem, that would occur, that is considered to be sufficient. So if that's true, maybe one can argue the same is true regarding Ner Chanukah. Ner l'cholecha v'yechad, or let's say Ner Ishu Beiso, l'ikar ha-mitzvah, that's similar to Achilas Kachim, that's similar to Yibum Chalitza, meaning that the Bnei Bayis must see to it that there's a Ner Dolog. A Ner Dolog. Let's say your mother benches lift. Good. So there's a near dolot babayis shali kasha beitzim bavanim. Good. It's a formal shlichus, right? Not necessarily a shlichus, right? But rather that totsah, right, is accommodated. So these are two very different ways of understanding the ikar hamitzvah of ner ish ubeisa. Then you have the next level, which is mahadrin, which is ner lechol echad v'echad. Let's assume, like the Rama, ner lechol echad v'echad, everyone should write light independently. You know, one could understand very well. Let's assume you have the first approach, that hadlaka saneros is a chovas haprat. And really, everyone is obligated to light independently. It's just that I can be out, say, al yidei acherim. So therefore, you have one candle per household, that's good enough. So what is Mahadrin now? Mahadrin is ner lechol echad v'echad. Let's assume the Rama, based on Tosos, what does that mean? Each person should light individually. So what exactly does that mean? I'll tell you very simply. The jump from Ikar Mitzvah, Hidr Mitzvah, is simply as follows. The Ikar HaMitzvah is everyone is an obligated individual in Chanukah. But you know what? May Ikar HaDin, one can be Yotze, Ayde Acherim. So you know what Mahadrin is? It's a Hidr Mitzvah, not to be Yotze, Ayde Acherim, but rather to perform the Mitzvah yourself. And that's not so foreign to us, no? Because we've mentioned earlier Shiurim, that Tosus, right, the Tosus and Brachos and Avchav Aleph, that writes, you know what? That's true regarding Shomei Kone. That even though you could be Yotzi through Shomei Kone, but the Rina Bina Tam says, Aniya Adif Tfei. Isn't it better to do it yourself than rely on someone else? Why? Tosus says, Hidro Mitzvah. Tosus calls that Hidro Mitzvah. That's the Lashon of Tosus and Brachos Chaf Aleph. Hidr mitzvah means that good. You're all obligated independently, but you know what? Good. There are vehicles you could be yotzei ayde acherim, but a mitzvah by yosei b'shlucho. It's a greater kiyum to perform the mitzvah yourself, and Tosus calls that hidr mitzvah. When you see that Tosus, that that's called hidr mitzvah, you can understand very well mahadrin ner lechol echad v'echad. Rather than reliance on others, do it yourself. Do it yourself. When the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the Rambam writes that mitzvah seshia called bayis u'bayis. There's a mitzvah to ner doluk babayis, a ner doluk babayis. It sounds like the Rambam, from the second possibility, that it's not an individual chiyuv where the madlik is being motzi achem rechavasan, but the way the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, it sounds like Yibum, Chalitza, Achilas Kodshim, that the Meibayis collectively have to see to it that there is a Ner Dolok Babayis. A Ner Dolok Babayis. If that's true, so what now is Ner Lechol Echad V'Echad? That everyone lights individually? Ner Chanukah is not, right, an individual chiyuv that requires that each person is madlik separately. It's rather a chovas avayis. And what happens when you say na ner lechol echad v'echad? Ah, transformation. What became a chovas avayis now is a chovas agavra. No, not necessarily at all. After all, now fitting in very well. Even Mahadrin the Rambam writes does not mean that everyone likes separately. It was a chovas habayis. It remains a chovas habayis. The whole issue of Mahadrin, Mahadrin is simply kama nerus umadlik. How many nerus should you light? Pashub Shabdar Ram understood the Gemara as follows. It's not that ner lechol echad v'echad means, ah, it's a chovas hagavra, and everyone should perform the mitzvah independently. No, very simply as follows. And that is that even though Mikar Hadin, it's enough to have a single candle, but the Chachamim felt that Ribui Neros is a Hidur Mitzvah. Ribui Neros is called Hidur. And Ribui Neiros what? 1,000 Neiros? 100 Neiros? 10 Neiros? So that's the Chiddush of the Mahadrim, Mahadrim, Mahadrim. Like when the Gemara says, Kineged me, Kineged me. So the Rambam understood that Ribui Neiros should be Kineged Anshei Habayis. Ribui Neiros should be Kineged Yam HaYotzim, Yam HaNichnasim. That wasn't altered. The nature of the mitzvah is a Chovas Habayis. And simply in terms of Minyan HaNeiros, that's what the Gemara writes there simply. Right? Kineged me. Right? That's the Chiddush that the Rambam has. I'll give you an example. If you can, the Ravia in Hilchos Shabbos, Ravia writes the following. When it comes to Ner Shabbos, our minhag is to have two candles, in Zohar v'Shamar. And then a minhag, as you know, not fully universal, but a very common minhag, is that with every subsequent child that's born, the woman will add an extra Ner. What exactly does that come from? The Rav Yair writes, Nochas Shabbos is interesting Chiddush. That's a Hidur mitzvah of Ner Lechalecha B'yechon. Ner Lechalecha B'yechon. Right? That the number of Neros on Shabbos corresponds to the B'nei Bayis. You start out with two, and then three, four. Now again, what exactly does that mean? The fact that, let's say, right, the woman will light three candles, four candles, it's a Chovas Hagavra. And everyone is obligated, and that's their candle? No, you would tell me following. Just, that's a form of a Hidur mitzvah, Ribui Neiros. So the Ribui Neiros are kineged, Anshei Bayis. That Poshub Shad is the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita. But it started as a Chovas Habayis, it remains a Chiv of Anshei Bayis. And therefore, the Rambam writes, the whole issue is simply Kamen Eros Hu Madlik. If you look, for example, in the Ritva, in the Sugya, Daf Chaf Aleph, the Ritva quotes the Shitas HaRambam, and the Ritva brings an interesting raya that the Rambam is correct. The Rambam maintains that you have to accommodate both Mahadran and Mahadran and Mahadran. Not as Tosus, that Mahadran and Mahadran leapfrogs over Mahadran. What's the Raya that the Ritva brings? Adab Chafala, the Ritva just says simple math, no? According to Tosus, how many candles are you lighting? Mahadran and Mahadran. One the first night, two the second night, three the third night. So throughout the entire Hanukkah, he used 36 Neiros. That's what the Ritva writes. 36 Neiros. So Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin is 36 Neiros. Good? And what is Mahadrin? Of Ner Lechalecha V'yechad. So the Ritva writes, well, wait a second. Let's say it's a family of five. So in that particular case, Mahadrin was 40 Neiros. No? So Mahadran, Mina Mahadran is 36 Neiros. Yeah, if you have a family of two, okay, I understand. So Mahadran is 16 Neiros, so it's considered to be a greater heater to have 36 Neiros. But once you get beyond a family of four, right, Mahadran, Mina Mahadran means you're letting less than Mahadran. That doesn't seem right. Interesting kasha the Ritva raises, no? In other words, the Ritva writes that what is the measure of Hidur? Ribui Neiros. Ribui Neiros. So therefore, the more Neiros, the greater the Hidur. So it must be that Mahadran Mina Mahadran means like more than Mahadran. So according to the Rambam, that's very good. Because Mahadran Mina Mahadran is built on Mahadran. You have the 80 Neiros. But according to Tosus, you're learning fewer from Mahadran Mina Mahadran than you did from Mahadran. Pashup Shah Tosus would see such a kasha, and Tosus would say, what do you mean? Well, why is that a kasha at all? Who says the measure of Mahajim? Mahajim is all based on bottom line, how many candles do you use? Why should that be the determining factor? The Tosus assumed that the Mahajim and the Mahajim is the Heker, right? Keneged Hayam Hayotzim and Echnasim. Who cares if you use more candles, less candles? Yeah, but the Ritva was assuming the Rambam Shita. Right, and that is that these details of Mahadrin, Mahadrin, and that really is the issue, right, in terms of how many Neros in fact are lit. That's considered to be critical. And that's why the Ritva writes that makes perfect sense to assume that one indeed is built on the other. See, Poshim Shat, when you see the Rambam Shita, going back to the way we began, Tosa said you need a Heker. Wasn't bothered by. What do you need a heker for? So what was the reason for the Rambam Sheet? Oh, maybe the Rambam only assumed Milam Bakodesh. Here you can understand as well. The Rambam didn't understand the Mahajim, Mahajim, and Mahajim as a fundamental distinction within Ner Chanukah that requires type of heker. All we're assuming is that Ribui Neros is Hidur Mitzvah and Ribui Neros Kineged Me. So the Rambam writes to have, right, 80 candles lit, that's a real Hidur Mitzvah. Right? Recognizable as what? As Yom HaYotzim and Echnasim. The Rambam felt that that's not necessary at all. See, according to Tosus, you understand in Lamdas. Tosus assumed that and Mahadrin Elachalecha V'yecha, that meant Achoves HaGavra, that each person has to light. And Tosus also assumed that Mahajim and Mahajim now also, right, is a new Geder of Hadlaka. Right, the Heker of correspondence to that particular day. It's not just simply a Remez Ba'am of Kamenero Sumadlik. But that perhaps is the Chiddush, again, of the Rambam Shita. Simply Kamenero Sumadlik, that's a Tosefes Neros, is considered to be that particular Chiddush. Mishabru discusses, for example, whether one's wife lights independently, concept of Ishto Kegufo. See, according to Tosus, if you understand as follows, that Mahajim means that Meikar Hadin, each person should perform the mitzvah independently, maybe you can argue that applies to men, doesn't apply to women, Ishto Kegufo. Pashim Shad, according to the Rambam Shita, right, Kamenero Sumadlik, and the Nero should correspond to the Anshe Bayis. Poshim Shad, according to the Rambam Shita, that applies to all Anshei Bayis, right? Whether dealing with men, whether dealing with women. Again, Kamenero Sumadlik. They're not talking about an independent halakha that you can ask your question. Does that mean women light independently? Or would they not? Right? But rather simply, that's considered to be the Ribui Neros of the Rambam Shita. So again, perhaps that's the Ram's understanding, that even with Mahajrin, Mahajrin, and Mahajrin, it remains a Chovas HaBayis, right? And simply the question is, Kamenero Sumadlik. And the reason the Rambam insists, right, that Bala HaBayis, Mimadlik Olan Eros, is because of the structure, not necessarily because of a Hefsek, when it comes to cases of Hidra Mitzvah. As we pointed out, it's a Chiddush necessarily to assume that if immediately you go from person A to person B, that already is considered to be hefsek. Mishabura said in Dine Mila, that's not considered to be hefsek, but rather it's because the Rambam understood that the mitzvah of Hadlakas and Eros is one which is a Chovas HaBayis, right? And in such a case, right, it remains that way, even when it comes to Mahajim and Mahajim, but rather simply, right, that concept of the Kamen Eros Umadlik of the Rambam Shita. One of the interesting cases, of course, that the Rishonim already are bothered by regarding Ner Chanukah, is we understand that there is a need, right, in order to have Yamim Hayotzim, Yamim Nichnasim. After all, the Nes of Chanukah, there was a single Pach HaShemen that occurred, right, and it burned for 8 days, and therefore that is considered to be, right, the basis of the Nes of Chanukah. Why was it necessary? This is what the Bnei Yeshua and the Chacham Tzvi Rabbi Yosef describe. Why was it even necessary to find, right, Shemen Tava. Was that just as a form of a Hidra Mitzvah? Could one apply the principle we just recently discussed, right, of Tumah Hutra and Tumah Dechuya Betzibur, the Sugin Yom Adav Vav and Senor Daf Yad Beis, right, that under such conditions where without Shemen Tahar you would not be able to madlik the Neiros of the Menorah, so in such a case, okay. So then even Shemen Tameh could be used at that particular time. So maybe one could argue in Achinami. That's the Pnei Yeshua quotes. The reason that Chazal built in Mahadrin and Mahadrin and a Mahadrin to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is because the whole Neis was on a level of Mahadrin. Because had it not been for the Neis, they could have used the Shemen which is Tameh. The first day they'd use Shemen Tameh. Good. And the next day, they would have used Shemen which is Tameh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the Neis rather than rely on, let's say, Tumah Dechuya Betzibur. Even though Me'ikar Hadin, there could have been a Hadlak in any case. In other words, this Nes was on a level of a Mahadrin min a Mahadrin. And that is why Chazal incorporated these concepts into the very Takana of Ner Chanukah. If you look in Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gilyonei HaShas and Shabbos Nafchaf Aleph, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes a very interesting biur why it was necessary to have at least a single Pach Shemen that is Tahar. Perhaps under these conditions one cannot rely on Tumah Hutra or Tumah Dechuya Betzibur. Yosef Engel points out the following. If you look in Parsha Shmini, Rashi describes, right, in Perek Yud Pasuk Tezayin, that there were three Se'irim that were brought as a Karban Chatos. And one of them was the Sar Shel Rosh Chodesh. And when the Torah says, Vihinei Sarah, that it was burnt, Rashi says the following, that Nechleku Hadavar Chachma Yisrael, this was subject to Machlokes, Yesh Omrim Ipnei Tuma Nagula in Israel. The reason that the carbon was not offered was because of Tuma. If you look in the Dasa Kim, Balei Tosos here in Parsha Shmini, Dasa Kim is very bothered. How can that be? The Sar of Rosh Chodesh is a carbon sibur, which is kavul ozman. In such a case, it's brought even betumah. So when the pasuk says that a carbon was burned, how can Rashi say that was the musafim, the sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh, and it was burnt because of tumah? That's not true. Such a carbon can be brought betumah. That's Tosa's discussion. A similar kasha is found in the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara is very bothered that when Bnei Yisrael first entered Eretz Yisrael, they offered a Minchas HaOmer. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is bothered, Meheichan Hikruvu. Where do they get the Omer from? Where do they find already the Tvua that they could use for the Minchas HaOmer? So the Chiddushi Haran and that Sugya in Rosh Hashanah raises is simply the following kasha. Why is that such a difficulty? Maybe they brought food with them, maybe they earned it. Why is that so difficult? After all, that was the part that Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven had already lived in. So when they went into Eretz Yisrael, they brought some tefuah from Eved the Yarden. So why was the Gemara bothered? Heichan Hikruvu, where did they access that tefuah? Oh, why is that so difficult? So the Ram explains as follows, that you have to realize that this was the first time in Eretz Yisrael that the Minchas HaOmer was brought. And even though it is true that b'di'eved, one can bring the sa'orim for the Minchas HaOmer from outside of Eretz Yisrael, however, the Ran writes, "Eino nira lomar, sheha'omer rishon hayishlo kemitzvasa." Not mistaber to assume that the very initial act of Hakravas HaOmer was done in anything less than, right, as a mitzvah mukhar b'di'eved. Sometimes in history, you can envision that the tefuah would not be ripe, and it's necessary to do what normally would not be done. But to assume that that was the initial Hakravas HaOmer, very unusual. Rabbi Yosef Engel uses this to answer that kasha daskei b'alei atosos. That he realized in Parsha Shmini, this is part of the days of the Miluim, where the karbanos were now first being offered to initiate the Mishkan. And here, Rabbi Yosef Engel writes an interesting chiddush, that to initiate avoda, that cannot be done betumah. That cannot be done betumah. Perhaps one can just expand upon this as follows. Avoda plays two roles. We've discussed in earlier shiurim as well, but it's a little unusual. When you look in the parshios of Truman Tetzaveh, the Torah mentions avoda. I would have argued that, you know, look, these parshios are parshios of binyan hamishkan, binyan. Avoda, you look elsewhere. But yet, the Torah tells us you're obligated to build a shulchan and offer lechem hapanim. You're obligated to build a mizbeach and offer a korban tamid. Unusual. Why is avoda mentioned altogether? And even if you're going to mention avoda, the Torah tells us again in Tetzaveh, build a mizbeach, offer a korban tamid. Why offer a korban tamid? There are many korbanos that are offered. Why korban tamid? Perhaps that's exactly the answer. That the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash, basli mikdash v'shachanti b'salcham, is not just a horasha. It wasn't just mishkan, it was mikdash, as the pasuk says, basli mikdash v'shachanti b'salcham. That was a mitzvah l'doros, of building a beis hamikdash. And the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin up to Zion, that how is it that one is mechanech the klei hamikdash? So the Gemara says as follows, regarding the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishichasan Mekadshasan, their Moshech b'shemen ha-Mishcha, that was Mekadesh the Kelim. What about Mikan Ve'elach, subsequent history, they didn't have Shemen ha-Mishcha. So how did the Kli become Kadosh? The answer is, Avodasa Mechamchasa. The Avoda was Mekadesh. The Avoda was Mekadesh. So perhaps that's the Chiddush. Avoda has two roles. Avoda on one level is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah Avoda. But avoda is also necessary as avodasa mechanvasa. It's mekadesh the kelim. So if you'll ask me, why is avoda mentioned, right, in Sefer Shmos? These are the blueprints of the Mishkan. The answer is the following. It's not mentioned b'toras mitzvah avoda. It's mentioned b'toras avodasa mechanvasa. Look, this is dealing with the mitzvah, asli mikdash. How do you fulfill this mitzvah? Avodasa mechanvasa. And what's beautifully meduyak then is why does the pasuk say that, you know what? Build the mishkan, build the mizbeach, and offer a korban tamid? Because the Mishnah says in Menachos, not Memtes, that ein mechanchim es mizbeach ela b'tamid. Tamid is used for avodasa mechanchasa. There's a mitzvah of akravasa karbanos with other karbanos, but tamid, which is the tchilas avoda, that's the carbon of avodasa mechanchasa. So if the reason this was included is for that purpose, there you understand very well. In other words, that the initial stage of avoda is not just a mitzvah avoda, that's avodasa mechanchasa. So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes the following. You have to realize that one of the things we commemorate during Hanukkah was the need to construct a new menorah. And the first hadlaka of the menorah would not just simply be a mitzvah of hadlaka, but that would be avodasa mechanchasa. That would initiate, that would infuse the kedusha of kli shareis into the menorah. The Chiddush of Yosef Engel writes is as follows, that even if it's true that sometimes avoda can be done betuma, right, you have your menorah, you have your kedusha, one day there was a particular problem, the Shem became Tameh. Even if one would assume that Tumah Sutra Dechuy B'tzibur, but that certainly cannot be true of Avodasa Mechanchasa. To be Mechanech the Menorah, that requires Shem and Nitzdahar. And there's Rabbi Yosef Engel writes as follows, that Me'ikar Hadin, not just Mahadrin, Me'ikar Hadin, it was necessary to find a single Pach of Shem. The fact that that continued to burn, that perhaps Mikra Hadin was not as critical. But the need to find a single Pach HaShemen, that was essential. Because without that, they couldn't be mechanech the menorah in order to fulfill, right, the mitzvah of avoda. And that cannot be done with shemen, which is tameh. To be able to build, to create the essence, the essential kedusha, right, that requires, right, that which is tameh. Even if that subsequently, once the kedusha is there, right, avoda can in fact be done bituma. And perhaps that adds beer to that run, that the first time the Omer was brought, not mistabra to assume, was brought both in B'dieved, the times of the Miluim, not mistabra to assume that the Karbanos that were brought Betuma, but rather they, in fact they were brought at Betara. Interesting possibility as to still the Nes occurred, but why it was necessary to find the single Pach Hashem. Okay, right, tomorrow we'll discuss aspects of the details of the brachos of Ner Chanukah. The bracha of Lahadlik is pretty clear. That's Berachas Hamitz. What exactly is the role of the bracha of Shasanisim? What is the role of the bracha of Shechianu? Is that on the Hadlaka, on the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, or perhaps that no, that applies to, right, the Berachas Shevach Vodah on the Nitzachon, on the Kedusha Sayom, right, on Yom Yisrach is Nisan Yisrach.
In that Rama, the Rama brings down from Anshei Sfar.
Right, they're all both two different minutes. Yeah.